I am delighted to say that we can now hear from a doctor, the fifth doctor, the one and only Peter Davison is on the line. Good
Hello.
Afternoon to you, Peter.
Hi, I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I wish you could have jumped into the TARDIS and come down here to Cardiff.
Why didn't I think of that?
Oh, I heard you were in Cardiff over the weekend, actually.
I have been in Cardiff quite a lot over the last few months, yes.
Oh.
I've got to know it very well.
Right, then, what do you think is the enduring appeal of Doctor Who?
Well, it's obviously the reason it's gone on for so long is one part of it is the fact that they came up with the brilliant idea of regeneration so that you could have different actors playing the part. But the most important thing is that I think is that it seems to be one of those programs which inspires people to be creative. And a lot of people who used to watch the classic Doctors have grown up to become writers and directors and even actors and are now running the program. So it's almost self-sustaining.
Yes, and you stayed in the role for 2 years, but did someone advise you not to stay in it longer than three years?
I did it for 3 years. I'd done All Creatures Great and Small for 3 years and finished, and we finished that. And then Patrick Troughton, a former Doctor Who, said to me, just do 3 years and get out. And I thought it was pretty sound advice, really. It's 3 years is about the right time to do. So you feel you've done a substantial time, but it's not too long, so it's going to affect the rest of your career.
And you came after, of course, Tom Baker, the longest-serving doctor, and after John Pertwee and Patrick Troughton and William Hartnell. You were the youngest one, the youthful doctor.
Yes, I was then. Yeah.
How do you... You're not quite as young these days as maybe, Matt Smith, which is the present one. But, that was a big step for the producers at the time.
It was. I think they, in a way, it's been reflected in the more recent Doctors. I mean, at the time, I felt I was a bit young to be honest with you. I was used to...
How old were you then?
I was about 29, I think, when I actually got the part. I think I was probably 30 by the time we started making it. But I'd grown up with William Hartnell and Patrick Troughton, older doctors, so I was used to that. If I look at it, looking back from the perspective of today, it just seems like I kind of started a trend for the younger doctors, which has been continued since it came back. So I don't seem out of place now in my head.
And you loved cricket as Doctor Who, didn't you? How much of Doctor Who is in Peter Davison?
Well, you have to bring a lot of yourself to any character. Obviously, if you're playing a darkly evil character, you use those bits of you that you might think be useful. But or in my case, I was playing a superhero. I don't know how much of a superhero I was in real life, but you bring elements of your character. What sort of formed you as you've grown up.
Yes,
I wanted to make him a bit more vulnerable than he'd been, because I just felt maybe that was part of the insecurity of thinking I was too young. But I just thought there are bits of it that got a bit too glib with, handing around of jelly babies at moments of crisis. So I just wanted to bring a bit of a kind of sense that he wasn't always quite sure if he was doing what he was doing was the right thing.
Well, listen, superhero, when I think of that, I think of maybe pants, red pants and a set of tights and maybe a cape. But I am standing now in front of your costume.
Are you really?
Yes, I am.
You're in the Doctor Experience.
I am.
Oh,
and I can see with a sense of cricket, you loved your cricket.
Yes.
And that's, you can see that in the stripy trousers. And then the cricket jumper, of course, over your shirt with the two question marks on...
Yeah.
Your collars, but the stick of celery, explain that, Peter.
Well, I wish I could explain it. It wasn't something that I chose to do. What happened was we had the costume and it looked perfectly fine, and then the producer said to me, I think what we need is something slightly eccentric. So I said, fine. So he went away and he thought about it, and he came back a couple of days later and said, I think you should wear a stick of celery on your lapel. And I said, great, why? And he said, I've no idea at all, just thought it would look good. So I said, well, if you explain it before I leave the series, that's fine with me.
Yeah.
And then we did 3 years of Doctor Who, and we got to the very last story, and I realised that he had never explained it. So I went back to him and said, this was part of the deal, you have to explain it. And so the script editor came up with, I thought, actually a rather clever explanation. which, if you want to hear it, was that the doctor is allergic to certain gases in the praxis range, and when those gases are present, the celery turns purple. And then if the doctor eats the celery, he can, it's an antidote, and he will be saved. And so that's exactly what the explanation was. And unfortunately, in that moment of rushing around trying to save the universe and save Perry's, my assistant's, life, I didn't have time to eat the celery, and consequently I turned into Colin Baker.
You know what? I'm so impressed that you remembered that. Are you impressed with yourself at this moment in time?
I was the first doctor who grew up watching the series, so, you know.
Well, listen, David Tennant is, of course, your son-in-law, and he returns for Saturday's 50th anniversary episode, The Day of the Doctor. Is it quite nice keeping Doctor Who in the family?
Well, you know, it seems just very part of the, he seems like part of the furniture now, really. You know, he comes around and we with the babies, and we go out and we go for a walk with the dog. I think it must be an extraordinary sight, because what you tend to do if you're well known is you tend to kind of put on some kind of disguise. So there'll be my daughter Georgia and my wife Elizabeth walking along perfectly normally through the park. Then there will be myself and David with baseball caps and dark glasses on, which of course just makes us actually look terribly conspicuous.
Oh, I'd laugh if you went through that park wearing Doctor Who clothing. That would be hysterical. Yeah. Anyway, just before you leave, your key companion was Janet Fielding.
Yes.
But her name was Tegan, or Tegan.
Tegan, yes.
Tegan. Well, Tegan is the Welsh word for toy.
Toy?
Which I think is, yes,
oh,
honestly.
Oh, wait till I tell her that.
I know. Anyway, I just wanted to share that one with you. Thank you very much. We're so thrilled to have you on the programme.
Okay.
And as I said, it's still here if you still want to get into it.
I can get into it. I just can't do the buttons up.
There's only two. Anyway, Peter Davison, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.
Cheers. Thank you.